Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You got podcasts, you got articles, you got video. The blog is there, the knowledge base, my newsletter. Please subscribe to that. You'll get everything first before anybody gets anything if you subscribe to our newsletter. It's free too, by the way. We have a new poll question right there on the homepage every week, a new one. Every week a new video, and you can go back and see the other videos too, by the way. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com and the mobile site. If you go to our site from your smartphone, it converts right over to the mobile site. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. He's helping us understand how to do a better job of making decisions. Peter, when we went to the break, I said this. This is something I've been saying for a long time. Failure is the harness made of success. And what I mean by that is, I don't think you can really find true success, really be have success you can count on, success you can be comfortable with, until you've made some mistakes, until you've had some failures. And the only way you're going to have those failures is if you make decisions and then live with those decisions. What do you think?
I think that I have to disagree with something you just said. Because if you're making mistakes and they improve your success, are they mistakes or is that learning?
Well, that's a good point. We know what Edison said, failure successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
Edison,
I agree.
And Einstein both had the same idea. And if I can keep up with those guys, even a little bit in the right direction, I'm doing the right thing. I think when we make decisions, we need to expect we'll learn, and the success is often more important in the learning than it is in the outcome of the individual decision.
But it isn't. But here's the thing, though, Peter, about that. As we sit here not having made that decision, not having experienced that failure, it seems like failure, the potential for failure. On the other side of the decision, when we have this information now we can say, oh, that's what I learned. But before we do it, which is where we are right now, we're talking about making decisions or being reluctant to make decisions at the moment, pre-decision, it does seem like a potential for failure, not a potential to learn something.
You're looking at the same coin, aren't you? Which
yes,
side of the coin do you want
right.
to look at? The people who make their businesses grow, the people who make their relationships grow, are those who look at the coin as an opportunity to grow themselves, to learn, to unfold mm-hmm. themselves into better individuals, which will result in them being able to help other people unfold as well. It's a very, actually, simple concept if you look at it. Our purpose is not to succeed individual decisions, but to learn how to make more and more and more decisions more correctly, mm-hmm. as you said last segment. We're not going to learn if we just sit and avoid.
Right. So you got a method that you want to talk to us about, don't you?
That's right. I think the thing to do is remember there's three components to good decisions. The first step you've already covered, you decide to make a choice. If you decide to make a choice and you make lots of choices, you will do well because you'll learn. You don't have a choice about learning. You will learn. The second is to remember that it's not the choice that you make, but what you do with it. And I'll come back to that. And the third is to remember that you want to make a choice from your internal governor of what is right. You need to choose from the position of what would you be proud to have done, of what is the most important way that you can show what you are capable of doing. If you work from what would I be proud of, you will make right choices. So going back to your mentor from the first segment, if we make the decisions based on what will give us the most sense of this is what I'm proud to do, this is what I'm proud to learn, we'll make more right choices than wrong. And then making choices becomes much less a risk and much more of a reward.
Mm-hmm.
Does that
mm-hmm.
make sense?
Mm-hmm. It sure does. So let's come back to the first point in your method. Tell us again.
Yep. First point is to make the choice.
Yeah.
The second point is that the choice is not the key thing, but what you do with it. if I were to quote William Walter, I'd say that you want to choose the proposition you like best and then drive that one to success with right thought and right effort. The ultimate success of any pursuit does not lie in the choice. It lies entirely in how you handle it.
Right.
And how you drive that choice forward. So I can choose left or right. I will succeed if I handle it from the third position I talked about. And I'll make it work if I learn from it along the way.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing is to make better choices and more of them, as opposed, as you said earlier, make one right choice.
Mm-hmm.
How you drive the choice matters.
Well, making decisions has never been a problem for me. And consequently, I have made some blunders. I blundered into some things. And so I probably should have been a little more deliberate in a lot of times when I've made decisions. But then I know people who are really having a difficult time making decisions because they're so worried. And you know what, Peter, when you're starting your business and you're basically are undercapitalized, which all small business owners are, it's understandable to be concerned about making a decision. Should I spend money here? Should I spend money there? But folks, what Peter's trying to help us with is getting us to the point where we're not locked up, where we're not frozen, we're not like a deer in the headlights, that we have methods, we have systems, we have a practice, a set of procedures, a way of thinking about decision-making that helps us to loosen up, to open up to the possibilities, to think about not what am I risking failure, or am I approaching the opportunity to learn something. I really like what Peter said there. Don't think about am I going to fail. Think about I could learn something, and break it down that way as you make these decisions, whatever you're doing, starting, running, or growing your business. Tintail, right back with Peter Meyer after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.